Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm delighted to introduce Ian Rawlinson, who's an artist exhibiting at the Edge Cafe from the 3rd to the 20th of October. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, Linda. How are you? Good morning.
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I believe you live in London, but you grew up in Cambridge, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I did. I grew up in what was what's now called King's Hedges. It used to be, it was assumed it was part of Arbury then, but it was all mashed into one. I grew up there, you know, a lot of my family from Cambridge.
And you studied at the Cambridge College of Art and Technology, which is now better known as Anglia Ruskin University, I believe. Did you enjoy that?
Yes. I mean, it was a very small sort of art school and technical college when I went back in sort of 1981 or whenever it was. But it was good. I did the foundation art course there. And then so I ended up in the, it was the annex, which is St. Barnabas Hall, just off Mill Road now, which was the printmaking studio for the foundation course at that point. So we're all holed up in there.
So great memories of the Mill Road area, I assume.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. From that period of my life, certainly.
And your latest exhibition is called Juncture, and it's inspired by Cambridge. Tell us about that.
Well, Junctures, yes, it's one of a series of solo exhibitions I've been doing over the past sort of about 9 years or something. It's a development. Some of the ones I've done previously have been about specific areas, you know, like lost areas, like the Old Kye area or certain parts of Barmwell and Riverside where a lot of my family lived. Or I did an exhibition on Mill Road initially a few years ago. But the recent ones have been more developed. So this one's an evolution out of some of those. So it includes a variety of different places, which are the inspiration for some of these works from those various areas of Cambridge.
Have you got a favourite area in Cambridge for drawing or for your art?
No, I haven't got a particular favourite. I mean, what tends to happen is I end up, so these small places that are very provoke memories in me, you know, little innocuous corners and buildings and features that were there that haven't been changed very much since I lived in Cambridge. So they're what tend to inspire me and sort of, you know, make me make work, because it evokes part of the past in me and it makes me remember. And also, it's like a little advent calendar, opens things up for me, you know.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of putting it, actually. I feel exactly the same about my hometown. When I go around, it's changed so much. And yet I do remember little bits and pieces from my teens, particularly. Do you find that Cambridge has changed a lot since you left? In 1982, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 1982. I left Cambridge. Yes, it's changed dramatically. I mean, obviously, members of my family still live there and I visit them occasionally, but over the years it's changed quite a lot. I mean, there's obviously, when I was a child, and for instance, you know, the Old Kye area was there and it hadn't been developed into the Grafton Centre, that didn't exist. So there's things like that are very significant changes. I mean, there's been a lot of other things that have changed. But I think what I'm very interested in is all the stuff that remains sort of in amongst all that, because that tends to sort of really help me establish connections to what and where and who I met and all sorts of memories and stuff like that. I made a series of three films about separate areas. So I now use a lot of the film stills as inspirations for the work and sort of develop it from there. So,
oh, I see. So did you do the films, you know, back when you were younger, or is that quite recent?
No. I've made three films over the past 9 years. I made a film about the Old Kye area, and I made one about Barmwell Riverside area, and I made one about Arbury and King's Hedges.
Ah.
So yeah, they're very short, and they're all sort of filmed on Super 8 and stuff like that to sort of evoke the past. But I was just, it took a lot of chopping and changing to sort of get them so I could cut out all the modern bits and make it look like the past. And then we have more modern stills in amongst that as well. You know, it's that was the initial part of the project, actually, was the one of those films was the starting point for all this.
Yeah. Are there any of the pieces that you've got going into the exhibition, Ian, that are kind of significant to you?
Yes, certainly there's a larger sort of print collage thing I've done, which is, it evolved from an image of the Church of the Good Shepherd in near Arbury Court. It's got a certain shape to it, which is quite interesting, because it has these big black sort of attached shapes to it around the image, and the image has been developed over a sort of three or four versions of this, which have got more and more abstracted. So that one's I've found particularly interesting to work with and try and develop, and there's various versions of it. And then the other one I would pick is a print I've done of the old Central Cinema in Hobson Street. That was the inspiration for it, and then it's developed into a sort of, it's got an abstracted sort of shape over the top, and it looks as it is. It's an old film still from one of my films, but it was inspired by the initial sequence out of Nick Rogue's film Don't Look Now.
All right, okay.
Where the blood sort of comes across the slide in the early sequence of the film, and is a very, that's where the idea came from. It doesn't look like that, but it's like, that's where the idea from. So it has this image floating over the top of the cinema, which is kind of cloaks it and obscures a lot of it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Can I ask something? Before you start on a piece, do you have an idea of how you want it to finish, or does it kind of take a life of its own and evolve?
No, there's very much, it has a starting point, and very obviously there are very defined starting points, you know, as in what the images are, but then they go on. I mean, what tends to happen is all the works are sort of interconnected in some way, and then one develops from another. And certainly in some of the exhibitions I've done, they've been like that, but these ones, they've just had a life of their own. I've very much sort of encouraged I wanted to move away from the very, well, I like to say literal, but they weren't very literal, but it's as figurative as I've ever got with an image using these film stills. But these ones have become a lot more abstracted. You know, there's some of them have got grit and dirt and things stuck in them. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, but the actual images are very sort of, they're not obscure, but they're not completely defined. You might not know where some of them are, which is what I like, really.
Yeah. So you really have to look at them. And that's interesting, because you'll see different things every time you look at them, I would imagine.
Yes. There's more stuff around them now, and within them there's like these void shapes and things which have always been there to an extent, but now they've grown and developed into this sort of, I just wanted to move the whole thing along, you know, with each exhibition. So this one's an even more developed, the sense of the images and making pieces of work. So yeah, it has a defined starting point, and then it's off on its own journey.
Great, that's fantastic. So the art that will be in the Edge Cafe, I'm assuming it will be for sale if anyone wants to.
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. If anybody would like one, I'm more than happy to sell them.
So it's going on the Edge Cafe from the 3rd to the 28th of October. Are you going to be around for any of that time, Ian, yourself?
Yes, I'm there on Saturday evening for the preview, so people can come along and meet me and see the work, etc., which is 5:30 till 8 o'clock, Saturday the 1st of October.
Excellent.
I'll be there, hopefully quite a few other people as well, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that sounds absolutely brilliant. And I hope you get a lot of people turning up tomorrow night to your exhibition, or the preview, rather. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Ian. That's been really, really interesting. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.